You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Boston Celtics are currently mired in playoff freefall. The Red Sox are maddeningly inconsistent. Could it be that once again, like days of old, Boston and New England sports fans at large have to look to the Patriots to save the day? Well, Mego and Fitzy are here in anticipation of the 2025 NFL schedule release to tell you why you should be optimistic about Mike Vrabel and company fielding a winning team this fall. Fitzy, Mego, you, NFL schedule preview podcast for your New England Patriots coming up right here on Six Rings.
Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. All around. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Woe be the state of Boston sports on this beautiful sunny Thursday morning as we record May 8th, 2025. You got Miss Megan Ottolini and your old pal at Fitzy GFY here with the latest and always greatest Six Rings and Football Things podcast. Today, we are previewing what we imagine will be the Patriots 2025 schedule. Of course, the schedule releases scheduled for next Wednesday, May the 14th at 8 p.m., leaks, rumors, early schedules, a couple of games are sure to find their way to the surface over the next couple of days. Today, we're going to look at the power rankings in terms of what their strength of schedule is, who we want to see for our first game, a home opener, and exactly how difficult we think this schedule is going to be. Mego, but first, I know we probably will have many viewers as we record live across the WEEI and Fitzy GFY socials as well, since we have somebody who is both Pat Smart and Celtic Savant here on the show. Real quick, just a takeaway as we find ourselves in an 0-2 hole, mired in a gangrene mess right now, headed back to a pivotal game three for the Knickerbockers Saturday in New York.
Yeah, the last two fourth quarters were ugly. Celtics got outscored 55-33 combined across those fourth quarters by the Knicks. Yeah. And it wasn't just all Jalen Brunson. It was Mikal Bridges in the fourth quarter last night. So it's not like you just have one big bad that you have to take down the way you did with Paolo Banchero in the last round with the Orlando Magic. I will say the Celtics, if you want to be optimistic, were 33-8 on the road. We all know they were the road dogs barking at everybody during the regular season. So hopefully they're able to go out and tie it up in MSG. It's not a friendly place for them to play, but maybe they'll relish in that environment and it'll give them the fire that they've been lacking to close out and have the composure at the end of these games so far.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about the Patriots being a mess the last couple of years and the Patriots not being organized, the Pats not having the energy and the focus, because largely they just didn't have the talent. Yet the Boston Celtics do have the talent, but they seem tired. They seem unfocused. There are a million different reasons why they're losing. I just want to point out, I saw somebody of the million different things everyone wants to talk about that they saw on Twitter last night, per se, and how that accurately describes the situation the Celtics are in. Somebody said this series is giving off major 2023 Eastern Conference Finals versus the Heat vibes.
I wrote about that last night. So I said last time that the Celtics, that another team got the Celtics' backs up against the wall the way that they are now. Of course, they went down 0-3 to the Heat in that 2023 Eastern Conference Finals. They ended up making it a 7-game series, still prematurely ended their season because we thought that, you know, the expectation was that they were going to go back to the NBA Finals. The reality here is the past 5 NBA champions have not been able to get out of the second round. So this is not just like, oh, same old Celtics, Celtics-specific problem. Once you win, and even if you run the team back like the Celtics have, the book is out on you. So there's a lot of data for these other teams to prepare for you and try to figure out how to break you down. It's on the Celtics to use that depth of their roster, even if Kristaps Porzingis is not anywhere near 100% right now, to figure it out and start treating these possessions with the quality that they need to in the second half of the game, Fitzy. Like, we talk so much about the possessions at the end of football games and how much value those have, you know, in the last quarter. Okay, how many times are you going to get the ball back?
Right, because, and how many games last year the Patriots possibly could have won if they had more talent on the field, were better prepared for situational football, and Drake May was more careful with the football. Like, who knows? I mean, you're still not going anywhere, but you might be a 7-win team.
It's much more compressed with basketball because things can turn on a dime. But you give up 7 live ball turnovers in the third quarter, including 3 from Jaylen Brown dribbling like it was the 2022 NBA Finals again. And that's just giving so many opportunities to the Knicks to get back into the game. And then you have empty possessions in the fourth quarter, and that's how you lose a 20-point lead.
Well, unfortunately, that's their reality right now, and they're going to have to stage a major comeback. It's not 28-3 territory, to speak in Patriots parlance, but desperate times are going to call for desperate, if not heroic, measures by this team. So hopefully they can get their act together so that we can actually celebrate something and have more to talk about than the disappointment that they fostered over the first 2 games. They are road warriors, so we'll see how they respond at the world's most famous squared arena that actually is a circle in Midtown Manhattan. We are here today. Yes, indeed, Joe Kochia. Thank you very much. We are officially on to the Patriots right now. Pats fans are fired up, Mego, because all the good work this team has put in the offseason, free agency, an excellent draft, which the reviews continue to pour in over. A+, maybe an A-, a B+, more A's than not. Have people believing that your New England Patriots, combined with what we're here to talk about today, strength of schedule and how the schedule is going to shake out, could possibly lead to this team winning double the games from last year, or, in my estimation, a 10-win football team that will be playing meaningful football throughout the course of the 2025 season, chasing a wild card spot. Our pal Pete the Animal Austin, watching live on YouTube now as we record the latest 6 rings. I want to kick Buffalo's ass game 1. All right, everybody wants to kick Buffalo's ass, and wouldn't it be great for Steph Diggs and the new Josh Allen, that is Drake 10, Drake May himself, to lay one on them. That could be a great intro. Let's get to the teams that the Patriots will be playing this year. Okay, so the 2025 opponents are as such. At home, the Patriots will be playing, obviously, the Jets, Bills, Dolphins, AFC East opponents. They also have the Browns, Steelers, Raiders, then the Falcons, Steelers, and Panthers. Away, they'll be playing the Jets, Bills, Dolphins, then the Buccaneers, Ravens, Saints, Bengals, and Titans. So your schedule is largely based on playing the NFC South and the AFC North this year, in addition to all your rivalry games against the AFC East, with the bonus Jonas games against teams like the Titans and you got the AFC North, NFC South. Yep, and then the Titans are a bonus team. Yeah, pretty much rounds it out right there. So, Mego, I think it was Warren Sharp who first put this out. Now everyone is circulating it in anticipation of the schedule release next week. Pats have the second easiest strength of schedule based on 2024 records. But the thing is, we know that that changes based on the additions and tweaks these teams also made in free agency and the draft as well. So I'm not going to say that this is just a cakewalk of a schedule for the Pats because, oh, they made so many improvements and what, these teams all didn't bother to try to improve themselves as well. Of course not. They worked just as hard to try to make themselves a better team. What's your first, like upon first glance, how do you feel about this schedule overall?
I got to say on first glance, Fitzy, looking at the schedule, it is a lot easier than I anticipated, especially when I was trying to do some deeper dive research on what some of these teams really did in free agency and the draft, teams that we pay a little bit less attention to because they're not in the Patriots division. I'm thinking like, you know, Panthers, Bucks, okay, you know, what moves have these teams made? And I really just see two big bads for you this season. Of course, you see one of them twice in your own division in the Bills. But other than that, the only other team that really like terrifies me and that I'd circle as almost a scheduled loss because they're so good is the Ravens. And any other team, I think it may sound crazy, but you know me, I'm not a Patriots bobo. I feel like any other team is really, any other game here is up for grabs. It's a winnable game if things go according to plan in Foxborough. So I'm not sitting here saying like they're going to win 10 games. I still think that's quite a stretch when we haven't seen them in mini camp or training camp or all these new players on the field with your new coaching staff. But I do feel like it's a pretty friendly schedule for the Patriots.
Yeah. So Stephen Coakley watching live on YouTube right now. The floor and ceiling is crazy. I could see them with 6 wins or 10 to 12 wins. And I agree, Stephen. I have them at 10 wins right now, which would be a massive improvement based on 2024. Mego, the math says that when you spend, when you're top 5 in spending in the offseason, you can average, you can expect an average of 3.5 wins improvement in the next year. So let's say they get, 3.5, we'll round it up to 4. So let's say just based on the Milton Williamses and the Robert Spillanes and the Carlton Davises and Morgan Moseses of the world, the Pats bump up to 8-9. Okay, now let's factor in the addition of Josh McDaniels and what he'll do for the offense overall and Drake May. Let's factor in Football 101 coming in for Mike Vrabel, who 13, Architect 13, said, I wouldn't be surprised if Vrabel suits up for one play. He's such a competitor. He'll do anything for the Pats to win. Need I remind the audience at large, and I apologize for the coarse language, Mego, but one time on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast years ago when he was the head coach of the Titans, Mike Vrabel said as a coach, he would cut off his blank just to win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, you know, I mean, he was wearing the 51 penny last week when they were at the practices following the draft as well. So no one is committed to being a football hardo and a top tier coach like Vrabel. So 15. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go. I thought you were finished.
Nope.
Keep going.
I was going to say it. And thank you, Greg Donahue, for reminding everyone the Vegas over-under total right now for your Patriots is 7.5. So you got I think it's 8 wins right out the gate. So you add in Vrabel, you add in McDaniels and what he'll do for Drake May and overall, and then the strength of schedule. That's why I see 10 wins on the board. Back to you.
Okay. So what I was going to say that I think works most in favor for this Patriots team is the opposition quarterbacks that they're looking at. This is all very much like trying to cast the future from May. So keep this with a grain of salt, but you're looking at 7 teams where you go, that's your starter? Or do you know who your starter is? Mm-hmm. Or are you sure? Like starting with the Browns, they are going between Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and then they throw Shedeur Sanders in the mix.
Wait a minute, I have to stop you real quick. Did you see the photo yesterday that went viral on Twitter? The Browns released a video of Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco just practicing, and each of them was dropping back, looking downfield, and holding the football. And somebody zoomed in on their hands, and Flacco has giant, large person, professional athlete hands that wrap around the ball. Kenny Pickett, I swear it was not like when people doctored the photo of Will Campbell's arms to look like Velociraptor's arms, saying like, oh, he's got short arms and, you know, the wingspan issue before the draft. Kenny Pickett's hands look like they're the size of my 12-year-old. I mean, they are literally, they are dainty. They are delicate. Like they needed like little laced French silken gloves. Like they were so petite. It's just so I can't. Zero chance he's the starter. But yeah, back to your point. Like,
okay,
the QB issues in the schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. You got the late 30s Joe Flacco, Giants. You have Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Bizarro World with Jackson Dart, the Jets. Mm-hmm. You have Justin Fields. I don't believe in him. I think we've seen enough of him. So I don't think he's going to be a starter. Cam Ward, TBD for the Titans. I think that that is a major overdraft of the decade because of how bad this draft was for QBs. Saints, Derek Carr doesn't know if he's having shoulder surgery or not.
Right.
The Panthers, I'm a little higher on Bryce Young, obviously coming out of last season, and higher on that team overall.
Big Dave Canales fan. He's an excellent, excellent offensive coordinator.
But still, like, little guy, not totally proven in the NFL so far. And then you have the Steelers who are starting Mason Rudolph, and you have Mike Tomlin, who has basically kept that team at least in playoff contention without a real quarterback for years at this point. But you wonder how much magic he can work year after year, season after season. I think that that is just, it's a major, major favor for the Patriots who are coming in with the defense that they're trying to build and the pass rush that they want to put in. I mean, Keon White has to be looking at this schedule and the depth of these other teams and going like, all right, you know, rubbing his hands together and saying, let's get started with training camp, guys.
I know. I think the defense is going to be, I know a lot was made of it last year as well. A lot was made heading into the season. Like Pats should have a top 10 defense. Mina Kimes and many others got people expecting the defense to be much better than it was going to be. But the offense was so bad that the defense was always on the field. And then you lose Barmore. And then after 1 week, you lose Juwan Bentley. And then all of a sudden, what was a top 10 defense in 2023 ends up a bottom 10 defense in 2024. Because you just didn't have any depth, you didn't have very much talent, and you had guys playing out of position like Keon White and Jelani Tavai just to hold the dam at bay without the floodwaters bursting every single time the other team possessed the ball.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I highlighted this comment from Facebook right now as we're recording live, Mego. Michael Jeffrey says, 10-7 on the season. I say the opener is home versus the Raiders. That would be tasty. I think the Raiders are going to be a much tougher out this year than they were last year with Pete Carroll, adding Ashton Jeanty, trading for Geno Smith. I think it'll be a much better team.
Question there, Fitzy. If the home opener is against the Raiders, is that also the Tom Brady statue unveiling, or is that way too much of a conflict of interest because of Raider Tom Brady on the other side?
It can't be because he's going to be in the booth for 18 straight Sundays.
Too much.
I made this point last year. Like, Tom, you know, you can't beat Connecticut. Like, you have to, are you part of the tri-state or are you part of New England? Tom, are you a broadcaster or an owner? He's involved in way too many things. Like, obviously that's the team he wants to see win most. Oh, but I'm Tom Brady and I am a Patriot. Yeah. But you're also Tom Brady working alongside Kevin Burkhardt for 18 straight Sundays as well. So I don't know how they're going to possibly do that, Mego, or when it's going to happen. Michael Jeffries' comment continues. He sees three primetime games, a Thursday, a Monday, and a Sunday nighter. Hardest games being the two Buffalo games at the Ravens and at the Bucks. Those are definitely going to be tough games as well. I think, you know, again, you know, you can fill the oceans with what I know about it, though. If I get any good intel or leaks, I'll try to share them as quickly as I can. But as of now, nobody knows anything about except basically who you play at home and who you play on the road. I think the best game would be the best opener would be at the Titans. I mean, I just, that doesn't that just seem like the perfect game? Like,
you just want to go to Nashville.
I think for Mike Vrabel, I don't get to go. I got to stay home and do the freaking post game show. As much fun as it would be. And I do love me a trip to the bachelorette party capital of the United States with some hot chicken and pedal taverns and country music. But, no, I think it would be perfect for Vrabel to start his second stint as a head coach in the NFL. He gets to close the book on Nashville by going down there with his fancy new defense, Drake May, and Josh McDaniels, and playing it's going to be a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward. You got Brian Callahan in his second year as head coach. They're not exactly offensive supercharge, and their defense is good. I think that would be a super fun way to start the season.
In a way, though, Fitzy, I feel like it would be almost like a waste of that advantage because they're going to be ultra prepared for whoever their week one opponent is. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd almost rather see Tennessee like somewhere the week before they have a bye or something where they need a reason to be ultra locked in. And it doesn't have to be manufactured because everybody knows that Vrabel has a personal bone to pick there.
Yeah, I'm sure he wants to lay the biggest whooping down on them. He possibly can as well. All right, so let's say that's my pick for what I would like to see as the opener, just because I think it would be tasty, and I do think they would win. Last year, the Patriots opened in Cincinnati, got that shocking 16-10 win. Hell, do you want to go back to Cincinnati for the first game of the season just because the Bengals are so notoriously underprepared for their opener? Side note, Zach Taylor, if you know that you're always underprepared for your opener, why not get yourself ready this year? Because Joe Burrow over the final, you know, 4/5 of last year's season was as good a quarterback as I have seen play in the NFL, period. If they have any intention of getting back to the postseason, they should, you know, try to start out hot the gate. But what's your pick for an opener for the Pats?
So I'm sorry, because I have the teams, but I don't have home away. Is Browns home or away?
The Browns are a home game.
Is it possible they open at home?
Sure. There's okay. You don't have to open on the road. You have 9 home games and you have 8 road games. So both are on the table. I just went road dog because I want to see them start.
I'm going to go with the Browns because that is a franchise that Vrabel knows really well. And I would just like this team. I think the Browns are going to be awful this year for starters. I feel really bad for Kevin Stefanski. I'd love for him to get out of that operation and onto greener pastures than the Browns. But I think that Vrabel knows that franchise, that team really, really well. And I think it would help with the buy-in. We don't need Gatorade baths or game balls for everybody in the locker room. But if you start out with a week one win, and if that's the Browns at home, I think that's kind of like an easy breakfast ball, as our friend Tommy Curran likes to say from the golf world.
Right. Yes. Breakfast ball. Okay. So home against the Browns would be interesting. The Raiders wasn't a bad pick either, just because, you know, legacy, obviously iconic franchises, the Brady factor as well. That would be a fun one. So So when I say 10 wins, let me see the 10 wins. I think that let's get into your rankings of the difficulty of the teams. How did you stack it up? Did you do most difficult team they have to play versus easiest, or
I can do either way, whichever you want.
You rock and roll.
Okay.
When do we play Joe Milton? Come on. Dallas is not on the schedule. You got to let him take Dak Prescott's job this year so we can have that rivalry game next year, guy.
Okay. So I have going from easiest to toughest opponent.
All right.
I've got Browns.
For sure.
Giants, even though I think their defense is actually going to be really good. Jets. Titans. Saints. Panthers. Like, how many teams? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five teams below the Panthers. I think the Panthers are going to be kind of okay, but I also think that indicates how soft your schedule is. Sorry, but it does look pretty soft. Steelers. This is where you get into the kind of middle land. Steelers, Raiders, Dolphins, who you see twice. Falcons, because I'm high on Penix, Drake London, and Darnell Mooney.
They're not going to be an easy out by any stretch.
No, I don't think so. I'm really, really, I'm sure everybody is really intrigued to see what Penix does with this team as the starter. And then here, I think this is where you can kind of argue how elite you think these four teams that they see are going to be. I go Bucks, Bengals, Ravens, Bills. I think without a doubt, Bills are the best team on the schedule for you to see, and you have to see them twice. I kind of just pencil in those both as losses unless you get into a situation like you were last year where the Bills want to lose and somehow you're stupid and you win. But Ravens, Bengals, Bucks, I think that those are all going to be extremely tough games. And I think for just in particular, the Bengals are going to be out on such a vengeance tour behind Joe Burrow. And having just paid out those receivers, they got to make the playoffs this year after missing last year. And I think they're going to be a tougher out maybe than the Bucks, even if the Bucks are a more complete team on both sides.
Yeah, with the moves that they've made, I think this is going to be the first year Mike Tomlin's Steelers sadly have a losing record. You know, they're going to try to trade for Alan Lazard after dealing away George Pickens. They're expecting, according to Pro Football, Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, Roman Wilson, the second-year wide receiver out of Michigan, to make a leap and be a dynamite player this year. That's great and all, and everyone always buys into what the Steelers can do at wide receiver. But with Mason Rudolph, no Aaron Rodgers, I don't even think he wants to go anywhere near that team at this point. And I don't think they want a part of his drama and dysfunction roadshow. So I think the Steelers and the Saints are probably the easiest two, followed by the Giants and the Browns. Now, if you get those four wins, let's just look at home first. I think they can beat the Jets at home. I don't know what the Jets are going to be like this year. Like you said, the quarterback play, you know, New York is in quarterback transition, Steelers in quarterback transition, Jets in quarterback transition, Browns in quarterback transition.
Let's see, the Jets are going to stink.
You really think? All right. I don't think they're going to be good by any stretch, Wait, hold on a second. So, wait, I'm delusional. This is a 7-10 team, Mrs. Snoopy. Yeah, get out of here. No way. Get out of town. Right from the jump at home, Panthers will be a tough game. I think they can win. I think they could, honestly, I think 7-2 at home is doable. I think you may drop one to either the Dolphins or the Bills just because those are always tough.
And you're going to drop one to the Bills. Don't be that you sound Galulu if you think you're going to take two from the Bills.
I know somebody was saying 5-1 in the AFC East, 4-2 would be great. If you beat the Jets in both houses and you beat the Bills and the Dolphins at home and lose to them on the road, I'll take 4-2 in the AFC East. Please. Yes. And thank you. And twice on Sunday, you can beat the Steelers, the Giants and the Raiders. You can beat the Browns and the Panthers. I say you lose, 7-2 at home. That means you only have to go 3-5 on the road to finish 10-7. I agree with your power rankings as well. The Ravens are the toughest team on the schedule, period, the end.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
They have Super Bowl, as long as Lamar Jackson's under center, they have Super Bowl aspirations and postseason destination, no matter how difficult the AFC North is. Side note, real quick, AFC North, NFC North, or now AFC, NFC East, what is the toughest division in football?
Ooh.
Because the Commanders doing so well last year has made everyone get wild in the NFC East.
I'm not going NFC East. Absolutely not. Okay. I still think it's got to be AFC North. That's a bear of a couple of teams.
Bengals. See, I think the Bengals and the Ravens should both make the playoffs. But yeah. I think the Browns and the Steelers have taken a step back. Whereas, which team in the NFC North? The Bears should be significantly improved under Ben Johnson. Lions have Super Bowl aspirations once again. Vikings were 14-3 last year. Vikings, Browns. Oh, and the Packers, they might take a step back, but they win every season. And I'm such a huge believer in Jordan Love.
Right, but if you're choosing a division, Fitzy, do you want to go up against?
Well, they got Matthew Golden to replace Christian Watson. Holy smokes!
Four times a year, do you want to play Joe Burrow and Josh Allen or anybody else in that other division? Mm. Like, give me the other division. I don't want to go up against. Joe Burrow and. I'm Lamar Jackson. I did Josh Allen. My elite quarterbacks are blending into each other.
Mego's not going to want this. Six Rings Dynasty watching live on YouTube is trying to get under your skin. Commanders are going 2-4 in the NFC East.
Commanders might take a step back.
What?
They had a very, very lucky season. Yeah. Call me crazy for thinking they might not be in the.
I'm going to use your word. You're DeLulu.
The second year in a row. Call me crazy.
Get out. No way. Zero chance. No. I think the Commanders, they're going all in. And I appreciate it. I think it's going to be fun, but I think the best division in football is the NFC North, hands down. So yeah, so if the Pats can go 7-2 at home, let's say they lose to the Falcons, but that's even, I'm telling you, this team's going to be better than people give it credit for. And on the road, okay, so Bucs are a tough game just because they drafted more wide receivers to pair up with Chris Godwin and Mike Williams and Jalen McMillan as well, and Cade Otton and Bucky Irving. Like that offense, like Baker Mayfield threw 40 touchdowns last year. That's an, now they do lose Liam Cohen, who makes his way over to the Jags to be the head coach, but I'm sure whoever was his assistant will step in and Baker Mayfield will keep cooking. That'll be a tough game.
They also added Hassan Reddick from the Jets in free agency.
Nothing. That's so right.
They beefed up their pass rush. I think that might be one of the bigger pressure tests for Drake May. If we want to see, you know, that'll be interesting to me when that comes down in the schedule, because is it going to be very early in the season when we think maybe Josh McDaniels is holding the reins tight on letting Drake escape the pocket, or is it going to be later in the season when they're able to be a little bit more creative there, hopefully, because of success they have?
Good question. Will we have a better feel of this team during combined practices with other teams? Yes, I absolutely believe so. Like, we had no feel for last year's team. They didn't even know what they were doing. And reports out of the camp that all of us attended and then some were that this team was starving for talent. And you could see that Drake May was ready to play. But last year, you get off to such a janky start because there is no direction. It's such a brutal offseason. And then you're in second gear with Jacoby Brissett. I'm with you and Tom Curran and many others who believes that Josh McDaniels will slow play the offense out the gate to make sure that he doesn't run into sacks, that he is protected, that the line gels, and that he's not turning the ball over. And as he gets a better feel for the offense and the talent around him develops, and we'll get to which players we think will take bigger steps, which Udfas will make the jump. My God, if I have to hear one more podcast with praise for Efton Chisholm III. Holy smokes. It's like this guy's already in the Hall of Fame and he hasn't even made the roster yet.
Yeah, it's just because his dad owns the Celtics now. Talk about Nepo babies.
He went to Cooper Kupp and Kendrick Bourne University, which has everyone thinking the guy is going to be a Hall of Famer and a Pro Bowler and a fantasy superstar this year. So, but on the road games. Okay, so let's say you lose to the Ravens, you lose to the Bucs, you lose to the Bengals, and they're all close competitive games. So now you've got Jets, Bills, Titans, Dolphins, and Saints, and you need to get three wins there. They beat the Saints because I truly think the Saints might be a bottom five team again this year as well. And you beat the Titans because you have more talent on the roster, and how motivated will Vrabel be to win that game? So that means, Mego, of your three AFC East foes and road opponents between the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Bills, you get one win, and just one win, that makes you 3-5. Pair that with 7-2 at home, that's 10-7.
It is. I just wouldn't be so quick to write off the Dolphins for two games. Like, I wouldn't be so quick to automatically slot yourself above them. I know Tyreek Hill is aging rapidly. Mm-hmm. Jalen Waddle is putting some miles on as well. But at the same time, it's like you haven't done enough to prove to me, because I haven't seen very much of this team at all so far to pencil you in and say, oh yeah, you can definitely take one from the Dolphins at home, and maybe you can take one from them on the road too. It's a house of horrors down in South Beach for the Patriots historically. So
it's also funky. Oh, it's such a house of horrors. Belichick couldn't beat, when he was the coach, Belichick couldn't beat freaking Tua Tagovailoa, which was just mind-boggling to me. That's one of those, like, when the schedule gets released, you look to the opener, you look for any primetime games, and one of the things you always look to is, who do you finish up against, and when is the Miami game? If the Miami game is in September or October, I'm much more inclined to pencil it in as a loss. If it's later in the season when it's not going to be 85 with a real feel of 105, then I think the Pats will have a chance to pull off the dub there. Maybe you just get it. Like you said, if you think the Jets stink as bad as they might in 2025, you get the win against them. That's 3-5 plus 7-2. That gives you 10-7. Let me ask you. So every team has to obviously play Thursday night football, but it's not a mandate that you play a Monday night game or a Sunday night game. The Patriots infamously were bereft of all primetime focus last year. It was actually merciful on behalf of the NFL schedulers. Do you think with Drake and with Vrabel and the offseason they've had, your New England Patriots will merit one or two primetime games this year?
I'd throw them one. I'd throw them one. I don't think they've merited two, because as much as we're all intrigued, curious, and excited about the total overhaul that they've done of the roster here, if you think about the household names that are in this locker room, and I would even include the coaching staff, to national fans, like fans on a national scale, I just don't really think it carries there. Like, what people know about Drake May from the outside is really talented, big kid, big arm, can run, who was stuck on the worst roster in the league last year. Like, I'm saying from a national perspective, that's what it is. Bill Belichick's not there anymore. Tom Brady hasn't been there for years. Mm-hmm. And other than that, you get Steph Diggs, who was very good, but vanished for half the year last year with an injury, and nobody knows what he's going to be. I'm not saying this to be disrespectful. I'm just thinking from the perspective of somebody who's trying to slate entertainment for Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. I think the Pats are probably down at the bottom of the list of the teams that you're looking at to put in there.
But maybe a Monday, maybe one Monday night game.
I could see that for sure.
Yeah. Monday, because since Sunday Night Football on NBC is the highest rated TV show year in and year out, not to say that Monday Night Football gets kicked out of bed for eating stale pizza crust. It also does extremely well for the ESPN/ABC broadcasting conglomerate under the Mouse House. I could see a Monday night game. Yeah, I'll go with two, but there could be the caveat that if the Patriots are better than advertised and there's a meaningful game later on in the season, like Patriots, Buffalo, all of a sudden Pats are nipping at the heels of the Bills. Bills stumble a little bit. Pats are better than expected. Maybe you send a Patriots at Bills primetime game at Orchard Park to Sunday Night Football, removing a game that where they had teams they thought would be better that ultimately don't be.
Yeah, look, if Drake May is like on track to throw for 4,000 yards and you have Kyle Williams exploding as a rookie receiver.
The timeline king. That's what Travion, my new name for Kyle Williams.
Yeah, and Travion Henderson going off. Yeah. Like there's like Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Like there's a lot of reasons that this team could suddenly get flexed into being a hot watch for the national audience. I just think as we stand here today in May, they're not that sexy.
No.
Sorry.
Not as sexy as I believe that they could possibly be. Let's let them get through rookie mini camp, even though it's going to be a washout this weekend. Then we got OTAs and we take an extended break. Everyone get your water park visits and your beach time and your cookouts in, because come late July, when training camp opens up, there'll be renewed interest in your Foxborough footballers as well. All right. I've gone on the record saying 10-7 is my prediction. In anticipation of schedule release, Mego, do you have a far too soon prediction for a Pats record for 2025?
I'm going to be optimistic and say 9-8. 9-8 is where I'm at. I feel like that is like so much of this team is a total coin flip because of the little information that we have so far. We're going off of transaction and vibes. Mm-hmm. That's like what we're predicting off of right now. So it's not very scientific, but I'm trying to be on the plus side, the glass half full, and I'll say 9-8.
See, because it feels good to be optimistic about the Patriots. There is hope and interest in the air again. Right now, it's not as much fun to talk about the Red Sox because they can't figure out what they want to do. They're so bipolar. They should honestly rename freaking Fenway Bipolar Park down the road from Polar Park in Worcester. And with the Celtics, which we went into at the top of the pod, just because, yeah, let's hope by next week when we're analyzing the actual schedule release, Mego, we'll be talking about a series that's tied up 2-2, or maybe the Celtics back in it at 3-2. Who knows? I got to say, though, every time I see somebody just jump on Twitter and go, oh, what is everyone worried about? Celtics in six. Just win one. That's all I'll say. Like just with the Patriots as well. Like before you go putting the cart before the wild card horse, Fitzy, just win one. All right. And Mego, now with your prediction of a winning record, Greg Donahue, who's watching live on Facebook, says, there we go. Mego is back on the Christmas card list.
Oh, beautiful.
You're in the good graces of multiple NFL fan bases, Mego. It's a beautiful place to be. All right. As always, you can read her breakdowns of the Celtics games and you can catch her videos with Justin Turpin on the WEEI socials and more. Make sure you give her a follow at Megan_Ottolini. You know where to find me. in the heart of Patriots Nation or at the bottom of a pint glass at Fitzy GFY, and of course, WEEI afternoons as well. As soon as the schedule comes out next week, we'll have a schedule release podcast giving you guys the latest on where the Patriots play and when and against whom, and so many other things to keep you, the most intelligent and most passionate fans in the world, up to date with all the best analysis, reactions, news, and so much more. For Mego and the good people watching live as we record the latest Six Rings and football things, it's Mego and Fitzy saying, have a great day, everybody. Take care. Enjoy that sunshine. Get outside. Touch some grass. And as always, go Pats.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.